Nigerians vote on Saturday for state governors and assemblies, but some voters have doubts about going to the polls. Some say the violence and voter intimidation during the presidential and national assembly election on February 25th may keep them home on Saturday. Christy Epo and Juliet Okorie are students.
My name is Miss Christy Eko, a student. Based on what happened on the 25th February, okay, the presidential and national election, with a question, I'm not going to vote again. That is what I personally told myself, right, that I'm not going to cast my vote again because I thought that the vote, we casting our vote is supposed to be free and fair, according to how it's meant to also understand. But now it isn't, so...
My name is Shante of Juliet Okorie, and I'm a student. Based on what happened on the 25th February, you know, I would say that my security is not assured, like, it's not secured. So I won't be casting my vote again, because my experience so far on that particular day was got me concerned, and, you know, it brought this fear, this sense of fear. So I'm not sure I'm going to be casting my vote again.
Two other voters, however, say they will vote on election day and ensure that results are recorded and sent to counting server run by the Independent National Election Commission.
Dagogo Emmanuel Seprebo, a businessman, governorship and state assembly election. I will vote. I will go and vote because I won't, because of what happened on the 25th of February, not exercise my civic duty. Despite what happened, some of the things that happened, I believe as a human that this is the intention of some people that want not, one people that wants us not to go and vote on the 11th. But we'll still ensure that we'll go out and vote our choice.
My name is Prince Nadamwipo. I am a businessman. Exactly, I'm going to vote on March 11. The reason is we saw what happened the last time for the presidential election. So we are not going to allow such a thing to repeat itself. We'll make sure any polling unit that we are, and I'm telling everybody, any polling unit that you are, they must upload their election result there. Even if they stay till 12 o'clock, all of us will be there.
Nigeria has traditionally had low voter turnout. In last month's presidential vote, about 30% of eligible voters cast ballots. Mike Osuji, a legal practitioner in Port Harcourt, says one way to encourage voting on Saturday is to ensure that votes are uploaded in the INEC server. He says the computer systems designed to secure voting, known as IREV and BIVAS, need to operate well.
Votes after casted at the polling unit should be uploaded to the INEC server as enshrined by the law, because INEC made it clear during the voter sensitization program that they have come up with an IREV, that's IREV, and the BIVAS, which we understand their various functions. One is accreditation, one is uploading votes electronically to the server, so that both those at the end and those who are voting can see the votes being cast.
Tunde Babawale is a professor of African politics at the University of Lagos. He says voters will be involved during the governorship and state assembly election.
The level of voter involvement has been directly proportional to the level of performance of government. So if government steps up its game, we are going to have more people getting interested in the political process and fulfilling their civic obligations. This is the reason why I believe that on my level, there would be almost an equal level of voter involvement, voter participation, and not a reduced level. And I also hope that government will put in place enough structures to ensure that even when violence want to break out, they could be apprehended and put in check before it breaks out.
INEC declared Bola Tinubu, the candidate of the ruling All Progressives Congress, the winner of the presidential election. However, opposition candidates have filed court cases to overturn the vote, saying delays in voting and ballot counting open the way for error and fraud. This is Mike Mbonye for VOA News in Port Harcourt.